is the sweetest sound, like snorting drugs and breaking glass. Freedom is the greatest word, like shit and puke and anarchy. And freedom is the greatest thing, like shows and beer and 7 inches. Freedom is the truest art, perfected in the 3-chord punk rock song. And when I look out over fields and mountains, I hope one day they all can be anarchist squats, where all the kids are orphans and everyone wears patched up clothes that say less than 10-word slogans, oversimplifying problems into catchy confrontational underground slang. Freedom is the freshest breeze, like beer-soaked clothes and tobacco wind. Freedom is the soundest cause, like distributing pamphlets and putting on shows. Freedom is a glowing sight, like mohawks formed in just the right shape. Freedom is the truest love, drunk fucking on the toilet at the punk rock show. And when I look out over hills and pastures, I hope one day they all can be spaces for bands to play, where all the kids just self-destruct and ruthlessly defend their right to misery, running from fears and scars and themselves by assimilating into yet another formulaic authoritarian fashion show, where everything they think and say can be predicted in advance with pretty labels and trendy clothing, except it causes better to politics, unexamined choices, social pressures, and all denied, just like all the strickens in junior high did before the enlightened ones saw the error in their ways. It's all another social game, it's all another set of rules, it's all another bullshit answer with myths of providence and social hierarchy. Just because you wear the patch doesn't mean you are the message. I bet Steve Agarin would fall in love with Thomas Paine and John Stuart Mill. It's all the same. Why should this be any different? If you want to leave it all behind, it's not in a music scene, it's not in a political cause, it's not in a religious doctrine, it's not in a charismatic social circle, or in a pill of ecstasy, it's not in an economic class, it's not in a fist fight or in the finger you give to the cops. It's not in a room of 40 bottles or the piss that's on the floor. It's not in your cynicism. It's not in your social theory. It's not in your masculine posing. It's not in how many hardships you've endured. It's not what you can get away with or what you can avoid. It's what you can hear it, when others criticize you. And if you can keep on wanting to learn,